So welcome to day 9 of the Winter Feast for the Soul here and beyond. So to begin, let's just take a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Let yourself arrive in your seat, in your chair, on your cushion, in the studio, in your own space, and in your own body. And today, continuing the discussion under the topic of mindfulness and Rick Hansen's Let Be, Let Go, Let In. So we've talked about let in. No, we haven't talked about let in. Let in's today. So let be, so being able to be with our experience by just saying yes, taking it in, having that sense of acceptance. Yesterday we talked about being able to let go, really being able to label and notice what kind of thoughts and experiences we are having, and being able to choose which wolf we feed by knowing which one is not the one we feed. So just naming things, labeling them, worry, projecting, expecting, can give us a little distance and allow us to let go. And today, under the category of letting in, I wanted to talk about the idea of refuge. And invite you to consider that we all have places, times, memories, people, experiences that can be a refuge for us. And especially under difficult situations in our own personal lives, in the world, to remember that we always have a refuge and to spend some time practicing and remembering these things. And I love Rick Hansen's description of refuge. So this is from the book Just One Thing. He says that refuge can include people, places, memories, and ideas. Anyone or anything that provides reliable sanctuary, protection, and protection that's reassuring, comforting, and supportive. So you can let down your guard and gather strength and wisdom. So under this idea of building our resilience is remembering that under all circumstances, we can have a sense of refuge. And we can let that in. So I want to invite you today to think about and lean into, feel into, what is a refuge for you? It could even be the practice itself, or being here in the circle. In the Buddhist tradition, we always start every meditation practice or session by taking refuge, by finding that sense of care and protection before we even begin. So I want to invite you to lean into, feel into, what is a refuge for you? And letting that be the ground of your practice today. So we're not just sitting here trying to improve ourselves.
Would you reread the definition?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good one. So refuge includes people, places, memories, and ideas. Anyone or anything that provides reliable sanctuary and protection that's reassuring, comforting, and supportive. So you can let down your guard and gather strength and wisdom. And here's a couple of his examples, which I think are really lovely. A refuge could be curling up in bed with a good book. The feeling that you have for that. Having a meal with friends, or making a to-do list to organize your day, or remembering your grandmother, feeling the strength in your body, trusting the findings of science, or talking with a trusted friend. So where do you find refuge? It could be even just showing up in this group, feeling the difference between practicing alone at home, which is good, and then being together in a group, the refuge of the group itself. So let that be the ground of your practice today. So shifting to practice itself, again, finding the sense of ground in your own body, feeling your feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body just resting. Feeling into what gives you refuge. And really letting in the feeling. So it's more than an idea. It's connecting with the feeling. And then from that ground and refuge, feeling the length of your back so that you're upright but not rigid. Allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening and softening in front. Taking in that sense, that feeling of refuge into your heart. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and support of your refuge and our practice together.